Radio. Here we go.
Welcome back to another episode of Report. Oh my word, it is your boy Vail. Here with me, I have, of course, my co-host, my partner in crime, Teef. And of course, we have, as usual, we have a special guest with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Sam.
What's up, Sam? What's up, Sam?
What's happening, boys?
All right, so give a little explanation of what you do that the people don't know, if they don't know about you. What do you do here at Warren?
Well, I'm a proud member of the 23 senior class. And I also automotive collision engineering student at the Walker Career Center.
Okay. Teef, do you have any? I know you took a class in the Walker Career Center one time. What class was that?
Besides PCC, it was digital electronics.
Digital electronics.
What do you have for digital electronics?
Griffin.
Mr. Griffin?
Yeah.
He retired from teaching. Yeah. He's an IA now.
Yeah, he told us about that last year. He's like, this is my last year of teaching. I'm like, God. Like, he said that's enough.
He didn't tell people he was going to retire from the school fully. He was just going to retire as a teacher.
I thought he was going to be gone, but nah, he stayed. I was kind of
not going to lie. Yeah. I thought that too.
I kept seeing him. I'm like, why are you here? Yeah. He said he's going to leave. I thought he was going to be at home, but nah, he's still working. He was a good teacher, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he was one of the better teachers I had last year.
Okay.
Yeah, I know he used to play basketball before, he was a teacher. Until he got diagnosed with arthritis and stuff.
He was, an actual engineer, too. Like, he used to work for, companies and whatnot.
Yeah. And he used to work over in the Central 9 Career Center, where my teacher, Mr. Ross, used to work before he came here. This is his third year here. Not Mr. Griffin, Mr. Ross's.
That's a big thing about Warren. Like, a lot of our, especially our Walker Career Center teachers, they had, they already been, to the big leagues.
Our chef
told us. Chef was like, hey, I already did this over here. I was actually a real chef over here. She
was in Disney. She was in Disney, and she could have went to other places.
Yeah.
But she decided to come back.
Yeah. Because she wanted a family.
Yeah, and that, what's it called? Miss G, she does obviously art professional level. She sells her art and stuff like that with ceramics.
Yeah, we have teachers who are more than just teachers here.
Everybody doing their own thing outside of school.
Mr. O'Brien, for example, he's a math teacher. I don't know what math he teaches. Y'all probably know because y'all had him.
Geometry. I don't know if
you he's also the head boys cross country coach as well.
That's my coach.
I was going to say, Teef, you know a lot about cross country.
Yeah. You did tell people on here that you used to be, that you did used to do, was it cross country or track?
He did. I think he did both, but he was better. I think he was better at cross because I think he ran at UND for cross, I believe. I'm not too sure, but he's a long distance runner. He was good enough to run at UND anyways.
He's also a 2011 Warren grad.
Yeah.
I remember we was at practice and he was running.
Yeah.
So Brian is still in good shape. He was also in that mile thing. He got second, I believe. It was second. Yeah, I think it was second or third. But yeah, Brian still got it. And it's not like he old. He's a different animal.
Yeah. He's built different is what, as the people say.
Oh God. All right, so let's get into the automotive part. So go ahead and tell us some things that you do over there.
Well, we get hands-on experience, and we do more than just work on fenders and do work on hoods and stuff. We also do bowling pins as well. I'm working on a bowling pin right now for my jog project. I know jog projects haven't started yet. They don't start till next week or something.
Yeah, usually in the final 2 weeks of the semester.
Yeah, that's right. And we also paint in there. We also paint cars. We get dents out of cars. I think in that class, you get more hands-on experience than in auto service. I mean, technically, auto collision and auto service, they're kind of hand in hand, except in auto collision, you get more hands-on experience and stuff, and you do more work in on cars, not on papers.
Yeah.
It's definitely going down and seeing, we've went down there plenty of times, going down and seeing the differences between every class down there.
Yeah.
From like,
mostly walk careers to their classes, there's no papers. It's always hands-on.
Yeah, it's always hands-on, different variety. You got government stuff over there, some car stuff. It's really almost everything down there for everybody. Always look up. I always wonder why I didn't take a career path like that. But I remember, like, or why I didn't have to. Then I remember, like, I think it was, I forgot what it was, but somebody, I think it was Cash or somebody, they told me that, like, radio was a career path that you did, that you can do. So I ain't know. I was like, hey, this is a good career I've chose so far.
Oh, speaking of Cash, yeah, I remember when, he and Mr. Matthews got a makeover on the announcements.
We don't speak on
that. For the Canes, yeah. We, WCTV and WEDM beef stems far with Latif.
Yeah, I think both of those classes are like kind of.
We do a lot of similar things.
Y'all do like.
I wouldn't say all that. I mean,
we have some similarities.
We significantly better.
Yeah, we're better.
Than WCTV. We don't have to force the whole school to watch us every morning. So
True.
Right.
I'm not cutting that out either.
Oh, I remember y'all did a takeover on the announcements and stuff.
Let's talk about that, actually.
All right.
So, if you're listening, I know y'all like, oh, I remember that takeover. They couldn't read. We can read.
Yeah, we can definitely read. Is that the teleprompter they had us reading on?
They played us.
We got played, but I feel like,
because I practiced, we was practicing, like, we did like two or three runs like throughout the week before. We was doing good. Besides laughs, we was doing fun.
Mm-hmm.
We hop on. There's three teleprompters. It's one, two, three, whatever. It was like the script would say, blah blah blah. Look at teleprompter cam one or cam two or cam three. Like, that's what they meant. Cam one, cam two, or cam three. So for some shots, if Vet was looking like to the right and it's like in the center and it's both of us in the camera,
like,
it's not because he's stupid. It's because
the paper said,
look over here.
And yes, everybody
over there.
Everybody like, no, face the middle. Like,
they tried to embarrass us, even though we had the best episode in a minute.
We did the best episode. Everybody was texting me. It was like, it was the first time I ever paid attention to the announcements. So we definitely did our part. I remember they had you on your part. They had you saying teeth on the teeth part.
I was so confused, bro. I kept the script too.
Oh yeah, because I
had to have proof. Cause I don't like taking crap and then like not. I gotta back myself up.
I feel that.
That was a crazy week.
Yeah, because it was like
Coach Giles, I was at practice that same day.
Yeah, we was at the practice.
He like, my fellas, what's going on? Y'all can't read? I'm like, I can read.
He said, no, I remember he was like struggling with announcements. Oh, I was like,
what are you talking about? I'm like, I can read, bro. Stop playing with me. I major in journalism.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, don't you major? I'm like, you major in journalism and we do radio. Isn't like, that like, we can read
all the time.
Most of our stuff requires reading, but it was still a fun, though. It was still a fun experience.
Yeah, I want to go back on there for redemption, but like, maybe I'm not reading no script. I'm probably going wing it.
That's what we did at the final. Like,
unless I write my own script, because it didn't feel like I was talking like how I talk.
I feel that.
I felt like a fraud.
Oh, can I like open up about like how I got to where I am today?
Yeah.
Okay. At about 3 years old, I was diagnosed with autism, or ASD as they call it, and like I had to get like probably like 9 hours to speech therapy lessons. And then, like, when I started preschool over at the Warren Early Childhood Center right next to the apartments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which apartments. But anyway, when I started there in 2007, I had to be put in, like, the life skills program. And basically what that is, it's a program for, like, for kids with disabilities, learn how to do basic things in everyday life, like Like, for instance, cooking, they always, in them life skills classroom, they always got a kitchen placed in there. And then also, you learn all, like, seven subjects throughout the day, but you still stay in the same classroom and stuff. Like, I was doing, like, so well in there. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I was doing so well in, I was independent, as they say. I was so independent that eventually I was gonna have to do like regular classes and stuff like I'm doing right now. That's my fifth year. I got out of all them life skills classes in 2019, and then also I did some activities. I was part of like the school choir. In the first time I was in eighth grade, I was in the eighth grade twice, for people that don't know about me. And I was also in Color Guard for a couple of years. I was in Serendipity, and basically it's a Color Guard for like life skills kids and stuff. Then also I also did track the first time my eighth grade year back at Creston. And I know you went to Creston, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you like it over there?
It was cool. I mean, I really have no issues with Creston. That's where I met most of the people I talked to today. So, I mean, definitely a lot of connections over there. It's not as bad as people make it to seem. I really enjoyed it. I have no complaints about Creston.
It's about time for us to wrap up the episode, so.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, we are about to have a fire drill next period.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh.
It's cool. Everybody does.
I guess we got to get ready for this fire drill. So that's it for On the Porch today, and we out.
Peace.